This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1033. These Task 1 overall errors give you a band 5.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's episode, you'll hear answers to 2 recent listener questions about academic writing task 1. Listen in for insider tips you need for a 7 or higher, and errors you must avoid that will sink your score.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good morning, Miss Aubrey. How are you? Actually, no, Mrs. Aubrey, who is celebrating a wedding anniversary soon.
Yes, that's right. I'm 17 years married,
oh my gosh,
which sounds like forever.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Is there any specific present for 17 years?
Oh, I hope not. We're not really present givers. We've actually never given each other a present on our anniversaries, which I'm a fan of. My love language is not giving or receiving gifts. So my husband tried to give me a couple gifts and I was probably not receiving it very well. So we've realized let's just not.
Just oh my God,
go on a fun trip or spend time together. But I don't love getting gifts and I don't love I never feel like it's worth the expense, right? I don't know. What about you? Do you like getting gifts?
I love gifts. I love presents. I love buying them. I love sending them. I love picking them out. I love thinking about them. I love talking about them. I love opening them. I love using them. I love everything related to presents.
Opposite in this way. That's funny.
That is hilarious. That is definitely one of my love languages. That is my go-to for so many things. And just random surprise gifts I absolutely love. I don't know. I love presents.
I love it. That's so fun. Luckily, that's not my husband's love language because it would be hard for me to make myself do that, right? I'm
totally.
I'm going to go and find something. And he's really bad about if he needs something and we can afford it, he just gets it. So what do you get a person like that, right? It makes it really hard.
True. It is hard. It is. But to me, that's another challenge because my parents as well, they will just buy everything they need for themselves. So trying to think of an awesome gift for my mom is always a really great riddle to solve. And it's a fun.
I love it. And I can see in your language the difference. You're like, oh, this is a fun challenge. Whereas I'm oh, this is drudgery.
Isn't that interesting? Guys, this is a very interesting perspective into something that will affect your IELTS studies. How do you talk about IELTS, right? How do you approach your studies? How do you turn on the computer and start looking for information? Are you viewing this as a positive experience or a negative experience? Is IELTS one of your love languages? Okay, probably not. I don't think it's anyone's love language, but you gotta make it positive for yourself.
Well, that's such a good point, though. If when you start studying, if you're thinking of it as a fun challenge, as something that you can do, you're confident about, what a better experience that will be studying as opposed to opening your computer, dreading the day of study.
Yeah, Totally. And if it's drudgery, you're not going to learn anything anyway, and it's going to take forever to get the score you need. That is why IELTS Energy is here to give you IELTS Energy. Guys, make sure to come to our website, allearsenglish.com. Click on the button that says free English quiz. Of course, you'll probably take the IELTS one, but I know not all of our listeners are studying for IELTS. But if you are, guys, there is an IELTS quiz there. So take the quiz that matches your English goal and find out what your fluency score is, what your estimated IELTS band score is, and then you'll get free resources as well. So we got everything you need on our website, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com. Okay, sweet. So today, guys, we are talking about very specific information about the introduction for academic writing task one. Very specific. These are great questions we're going to answer today, guys, and really clear up a lot of mistakes I know people are making that are directly lowering your score to a band 5 just because you don't have this information. So definitely listen up today, guys. So what is the first question we are answering, Aubrey?
Yes. So one of our listeners, Alice, asked, do we have to add specific numbers in the introduction paragraph in writing task one? Great question. You guys may have heard us talk about this before. If you're in Three Keys IELTS, you've definitely seen this in our writing module, but this is vital that you guys know this. So I'm glad we're going to cover this today.
This is a great question. And honestly, something I still see students doing. There is so much to remember.
If you're That's gonna a good point. Get a Even if you've heard higher. It. It's a lot to remember.
It's a lot to remember. That's one of the reasons we offer personal coach classes is to check in and see if you learned all of this, if you synthesized all of the information in the writing module, because it's huge, guys. There's a lot to remember. And this is one of those things that can easily fall through the cracks, which unfortunately it is impactful for your score. So no, you cannot have specific numbers in the overall trend. Now, specific numbers, what if it's just talking about years, right? That could be the first sentence of the introduction because you're describing the graph. You're not describing the information or like what happens in the graph. You're just describing the overall picture of the graph, right? That's what the introduction does. So if you're, first sentence, this graph exhibits numbers of cinema goers from 1999 to 2009. Like that's not specific, numbers on the graph. So that's fine. You're just describing around the picture. However, when you get to the overall trend, you cannot give specific numbers. Like you can't say the highest number was 56 in 2008, right? You can't do that in the overall trend. Why can't we do that, Aubrey?
Yeah, because that's not giving this overall idea of what right. the information is in general, right? If you share any specific numbers, any specific details there, then it's no longer an overall trend. It's no Precisely. Longer showing this overall idea of what's there.
Precisely. And, that's what you have to talk about in the body, guys. So what? Are you just going to say it twice? No.
Nope.
Task one is so short. You cannot repeat anything, guys. And this term, overall trend, that's actually exactly what is in the examiner rubric, guys. Like, this is it's a weird thing about IELTS. If you don't have this one sentence overall trend, then your score goes down to a 5 automatically for task right away. That's why examiners look for this first. That's why we tell our Three Keys students to put the overall trend in the introduction, second sentence of the essay, so the examiner sees it immediately and the examiner knows, okay, well, it's at least a 6 for task, right? Sort of sets the bar there.
Right, if now, the overall trend's not there, they're just like 5. And they don't even have to look if you covered all of the most important numbers because you cannot get higher than a 5 if the overall trend isn't
there. Exactly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, sometimes students ask if they can put the overall trend in other places, maybe as a conclusion, or maybe to introduce a body paragraph. The answer is, sure, you can, but why? I mean, yeah, it can go anywhere, okay? It doesn't have to be in the introduction, but if it's not in the introduction, it's just kind of, it's weird. Like, what? Why? You don't need a conclusion for a high score. It's a very short essay. You shouldn't have a conclusion at all. It's not required to have a conclusion. Just put it in the introduction, guys, or else you end up with like a one sentence introduction and a one sentence conclusion. And it's weird as far as paragraphing goes for cohesion coherent. So like, don't overthink it, guys. There's no reason to move it anywhere else. Okay, just put it in the introduction. All right, so two sentences in the introduction. First sentence describes the image, which just rephrase the test question. Okay, and then the second sentence is the overall trend, which overall, what are these numbers telling us? What is the most noticeable thing? Or how do the numbers change from beginning to end, right? Those are the things we need to say in the overall trend. Okay, so is there one more question we have about the overall trend?
Yeah, she had said, I'm not sure what the trend means. And this is a good question too. I could understand this being a little confusing if you're just not even sure what that is asking for. You see in the scoring system, okay, I have to have an overall trend. What even is that, right? And we kind of touched on this a little bit, but when you're looking at the information provided in the graphs or charts or whatever you have for academic task one, the trend is what's happening in general. If it's a change over time, what's going up? What's increasing? What's decreasing? If it's a static essay, what's the highest and lowest? This is giving you just this overall idea of the information and what generally is being shown in those charts.
Right, guys. And if you are new to IELTS, or if you are, you know, just in the middle of studying for writing, this all may sound like a lot. It is a lot, like we said. That's why it's so important, guys, to study with a system like ours that starts with just, what are we looking at here? What is expected? What can you see on IELTS? Guys, you have to know that there are basically only three types of questions you'll see on IELTS. And as far as the number questions, the graphs, there's only two kinds. And you have to know that first before you dig into what the overall trend is, before you dig in into what numbers that you need to put in your essay. You have to know, like, what is the function of this graph? You have to understand the graph before you can write about it in the correct way. So two kinds, like Aubrey said, change over time. That's when there's a bunch of years and the numbers change over time. And that means the overall trend just describes the changes. Does they go up or down? That's it. And for static, that's usually like a table, right? It's like a picture in time, a still in time. And that just, the overall trend is about comparing. That's the function of that. So what's the highest? What's the lowest? That's all you need to do. Okay, so you recently had a personal coach student, Aubrey, and she had a question about the overall trend, a bit of an issue there. What happened with that?
Yeah, so you were talking about static essays, and it happens sometimes that you'll have two charts, maybe a bar graph and a pie chart, and they're actually showing very different information. So for this one, it was an academic task one essay where the first chart was showing reasons why adults decide to study, why they go to university. And then there was a pie chart.
Oh, I've seen that one.
These were both from the same survey, right? But the pie chart was showing how people think the costs of education should be shared.
Yeah.
And the problem was when she created her overall trend, she was sort of trying to lump them together in one sentence. So she was saying, overall, both illustrations demonstrate blah, 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 right? And you can see how this doesn't work because each illustration is demonstrating such separate information that you're going to need to divide that. It could still be one sentence, but the first half of the sentence, you're going to share what the bar graph shows. And in the second, overall what the pie chart shows, because they just aren't similar enough to be lumped together. So this ended up really pulling down her task score because it wasn't accurate. It was saying overall, both of these charts show blah, blah, blah. And nope, that's not the case. These two charts show different things.
So this is a really good point, you guys. If they were showing similar information, then there would only be one chart. Like, there wouldn't be a reason to divide it up into two different charts. So every time you have two or more images, guys, you're going to have different clauses of the overall trend, or even maybe two sentences. So we would have to say, like, overall, and then the overall trend of the bar graph, and then maybe a semicolon, and then while or in addition, and then the overall trend of the pie chart, right? So you're going to have a separate overall trend clause for each of the pictures, okay, guys? You're never going to be able to put them all together. Or else, like Aubrey said, that will make an inaccurate overall trend, which will, again, bring your task score down to a 5. Okay, guys? So this is very important insider information today, very specific to your score. If you want access to all of our very specific insider information about your score, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, guys. Get into our 3 keys IELTS system. It is guaranteed to increase your IELTS score. That's how confident we are, guys. We guarantee, or we give you your money back and we pay for your exam because we know it works, guys. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, sweet. Aubrey, thanks for answering these questions with me today.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. See you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.